First of all, Kolekta Shalom Aleichem to everybody. It's good to see the Olam. Something which, since I'm a young bocher, something which intrigues me, that is that after the Churban of the yeshivas in Europe and the whole world, so one of the moifsim of Klal Yisrael is that we bounce back. Torah, Chasidus, Avoida. I said there's one thing that didn't make it back, and that's Musar. It died somewhere in the Kov, in the ghetto, and it never made it back. If you don't believe me, go upstairs, the Musar Seder at 7. But it's an Asher Mavel Dikazach. It's not tafke. Go to pick any yeshiva, close your eyes, and the yeshiva will take you instead of going to the Kreisel tonight. Go to any yeshiva you want during Musa Seder, it's empty. And it's not like they haven't tried any tricks. Prizes, money, raffles, Canadian, Gehenim. Nothing seems to have done the job. So, you'll ask me, why bother the Olam that was Mesa Nefesh to come and torture them and talk about Musar, which is the most not popular topic? Ma, doch, when you were in yeshiva, you never came to Musa Seder, and you never heard about it, you didn't even know when it was. So, kol shekein ben b'noisha kal v'chayim, did you come back to Yachi Kala? It's a good kasha. But I want to talk about it anyway because it's so critical and so important and so life-changing. And it's the piece that's missing in the crown of our avoda. And this is what Shom writes. And by the way, maybe dafka for people our age, I'll call it, okay? Dafka for people our age, we're all more or less in the same boat, okay? Dafka for people our age and our situation in life, it's ever more critical to talk about Musar than maybe when we were Bochurim. I'll explain why. Mesillas Yisroel says in Perek Beis that a person who doesn't, I'm paraphrasing it, a person who doesn't learn Musar and doesn't have zehiros and doesn't live with an awareness, so he's v'layelach b'mahalach hergeloi ki'iver ba'afeli. He's like a blind person going in darkness. Every word in Mesillas Yisroel, we know the Halakh of Goyin said is meduktuk. Different nusach, he said it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. What does it mean that a person's ki'iver ba'afeli, and what are the ramifications of that? So ki'iver refers that the person is blind, and afela refers to the environment is dark. I want to talk about both aspects and why it's so critical. Dafka, I think the sign said 2024, Musar 2024. It wasn't such a, didn't think about it really that much what the title should be. Just Uri Stern made me nuts for a week that I should give a title. So I said, leave me alone, we'll do Musar 2024. There wasn't any deep in depth into it. I wish I listened carefully. I want to talk about two things which are negate at the 2024 very much, about the Iver of the blind man and the Afela in the darkness. One is it in the Gavra, and one is it in the environment. I want to explain Atifa Zach. Bear with me. Rabbi Yehuda says in Shar Shlishi and Shar Tshuva as follows. Vida. Kimailos el yoinis nimsu b'mitzvah saseh. The mailos el yoinis, the high darkness, were given over in the context of a mitzvah saseh. Kamoi mailos habechira shenem b'bachar tabachayim. There's an assay to have bechira. Talmud Torah. Hisboinin begadlus Hashem. Mailos zikoron chasodov. Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down a whole list of Milas, spiritual dargus, that is a mitzvah asay to acquire them. So the list of things that he says, Ava, Yira, Hisboinim Bedrochov, Lolechas Bedrochov, the mitzvah asay, acquire those. Those are not things that we naturally. What does it mean to acquire Bechira? I have Bechira. There's a mitzvah, there's a mila called Bechira. By the way, it's a shocking zach. He says, Rabbi Yonah Zerishin, you have to learn it up. He says, a Bacharta Bachayim. Now, we always understood that Bacharta Bachayim means make the right choices. Make the right choices. No, he says different shot. He says, Bacharta Bachayim means acquire Bechira. Become a Baal Bechira. There's a mitzvah said, there's a mila called Bechira. A person naturally doesn't have Bechira. I have to acquire it. Atke dekach. What he means to say is that the mitzvah of Bacharta Bachayim, what does it mean to do the right thing? You have tayag mitzvahs. You have to do the right thing. There's another mitzvah to do the right thing on top of the mitzvahs. As Rabbeinu Yonah is learning up, that a Bacharta Bachayim doesn't mean do the right thing when you have an isayin about A, B, C, and D. A Bacharta Bachayim means acquire the mile of Bechira. Now, we understand that Ava is a darga in Ruchnius. You have to acquire it. Yira is a darga. Lalechis Bedrochav is a darga. You have to acquire it. It's a mitzvah asay. What does it mean there's a mitzvah asay to acquire Bechira? I have Bechira. I have to do the right thing. Fine. Not only that, Rabbeinu Yonah brings this down as the first list of the milas. Acquiring the mila of Bechira. Mashgiach of Volbe explains that a person doesn't have Bechira. A person doesn't have Bechira. And I want to explain, what does it mean that the Mesillas Yesharim says that a person is blind? What do those words mean? What's the real meaning? Mesillas Yesharim says that if you don't practice Zehiros, I think the English translation of Zehiros in the English Mesillas Yesharim is vigilance. Am I correct? To pay attention to what you're doing, to think about what you're doing, to Zehiros. It's really another way of saying Musar. What does it mean you're blind? What do you mean you're blind? What's a tifkait? The person's blind. The person doesn't have Zehiros, he's blind. And then Mesillas Yesharim speaks out that you ever saw a blind person walking on a cliff? You fall off, and the sharks eat you. What does it mean that a human being is blind? I'm going to explain what it means. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ali Shor speaks about it, that there are two watchmen to the paradise, to the orchard of life, to the paradise of life. There's a blind watchman, and there's a lame, crippled watchman. The crippled watchman has eyes, has vision, that's the neshama. Doesn't have any energy, doesn't have any wheels, doesn't have any power, doesn't have the ability to do anything, but he has vision, but he's crippled. Then there's a blind watchman, that's the goof. The goof is blind. Why is the goof blind? Because the goof has drives and ritzinus that are blind. They don't have any goals, they don't have any tachlis, they don't have any vision. They're not based on any logic. So the goof provides the wheels, and the neshama provides the navigation. Where are we going? It's like, remember when you were young in the Chalamoy trip, there was always one guy who had a car, but he was the blind one, but he had wheels. And then there was the brain, who he didn't have a car, but he got you places. And you needed both guys if you wanted to get somewhere. The goof is blind. Why is the goof blind? You'll ask a guy, we're running. What do you mean I have to? Why? Kacha. There's no tachlis, there's no goal. There's no vision, there's no clarity of is it right, is it wrong. The goof is run by blind drive, so the goof is like a bronco horse in a rodeo that you let him out the gate and he runs. Ask him, Mr. Horse, to go over the microphone and say, this is an exclusive interview over here, where are you going? I say, it's McGate. Why? McGate. But blind! The goof is blind. The blind watchman of the Bria is the goof. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Neshama is called the lame watchman. More of this discussing a dialogue between Antoninus and Rabbi Yehuda. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the goof? The goof doesn't do Averis. In Har Manuchos, there's no Lashon Hara. Neshama says, I don't do Averis either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them together. It's like two watchmen who are watching an orchard, says the Gemara. And one day the Baal Bas comes in and all the apples are gone. So the blind guy says, I didn't see any apples. The lame guy says, how can I take apples? I can't get the apples. I'm crippled. Don't you see? So the Baal Bas put one on top of the other and beat them both up together. That's the combination of the guf and the neshama. The neshama sees the goal. The guf provides the energy. The guf is blind. Has blind drives which have no goal. The whole world is blind. What Mesil Sasharm is saying is something very, very scary. The factory settings of a person are to do things which are the blind forces that operate inside of them. It's called kinna taivin covered. Negate! I do this, I do that. But let's say it deeper. The factory settings of a person are called blind because they're instincts. They're not backed by a truth, by seichel. They're not directed by the emes, by a specific goal that has meaning. I'll give you an example. Most people don't have Bechira. Why don't they have Bechira? You have Bechira. So I'll give you an example. If a child is about to take his 17th cookie from the cookie jar, parents are new progressive parents, they let him take 16. They read a book, it said you should take 13, they ate it on another 3. Moshe Hosev Mida Nafshe. Holding by 16 cookies, the mother says if you take number 17, she read in a different book, you get a slap. One book says give 16, the other book says cookie number 17 says slap him. So she tells this Shmendrick that if you take another cookie, you're going to get smacked. So when this little kid has a choice between cookie and smacked, is that called Bechira? No. It's two instincts. One instinct says I want a cookie, the other instinct says I'm going to get smacked. So they're two blind instincts which clash with each other. They're blind. They're not backed by seichel or logic. That means the kid says to himself, well, let's see, what's the nutritional value of the cookie? And I'm missing 3 milligrams of carbohydrates today. And potassium, I didn't fill my daily thing yet. It's not for cookie. And the other side says, no, keep it off aim. Sarah said, Dibris, this little kid is not thinking like that. He has one instinct says he wants a cookie, and the other instinct says he's going to get smacked. Those are two blind forces which are clashing with each other. Two instincts, two reflexes. That's called Iver. Rav Volpe writes in one of the places that a large portion of the world never exercise Bechira. They never exercise Bechira ever. Because the choices in their lives, a person walks down an alleyway which is between two poles of instincts. What society says, what I'm embarrassed to do, what I feel good about doing, what's accepted. And so a person can go to yeshiva and get married to the thing that makes sense or he's comfortable with, but it's all instinctual. It's not based on seichel. It's not based on a choice of emes, and there's a clash of instincts. When the waiter comes around at the wedding to offer you a choice of A or B, we're not getting into details right now. Is that called Bechira? It's not called Bechira. So most decisions that a person makes in life are not exercising Bechira. It's a clash of two instincts. We'll call it pain or pleasure or what's kedai or what's going to make me feel comfortable. And a person navigates their lives between the instincts and reflexes. But at the end of the day, that's not Bechira. Bechira is when on your screen, to use a modern term, appears on the horizon a choice, an option that's emes. That's Bechira. Then you've arrived at Bechira. You're not necessarily going to make the right choices. But then Bechira, then you have Bechira. I'll give a mashal. A classic mashal. A boy comes home from Yeshiva Ben Azmanim. His mother's trying to get him up. Mother also read a book. 17 ways how to get a yeshiva boy up ben azmanim. For zman kriyashma, the third zman. Okay? 17 ways, bestseller. And she does 16 of the 17, starting off with what I send you to yeshiva for. It's a morid gezacht. You know that I have a trick. How do you delete an entire zman in yeshiva? Mother says, this is what I sent you for yeshiva for. Delete. Just cancel the whole zman. It's a moirid de kazach. Magic trick. How do you delete an entire zman of a bachar? You tell them, this is what I sent you to yeshiva for. Delete. It's gone. It's over. Then there's Derech Eretz Kodmah L'Torah, which is already number 13 of the tricks. And v'chahena v'chahena, what's going to be with you? And there's a shidduch, and there's a shatchem in shul, and your older brothers, and your younger brothers, and you're a great example, and you're a good example. 17, I said this, 17, it's a bestseller. So the mother is telling him to get up. That's one tzad. And the other tzad is he wants to sleep. Is that called Bechira? It's not called Bechira. Now that's more sophisticated than the cookie story, right? The cookie story is a smack versus cookie. That's pretty clear that that's the same choice that a horse has between a carrot and a cube of sugar. That's not Bechira. But this kid, is that called Bechira? He has a choice. Should he get up or not? That's not Bechira. He didn't exercise Bechira at all because it didn't appear on his horizon but sad that there's an Ebrish who said, get up for Kriyashma. As an option, as a real option, as a tzad in the dialogue here. That's not called Bechira. That's not called Bechira. It's your mother's nujarai or the pillow. May the best man win. And sometimes she wins, sometimes the pillow wins. When does a person have Bechira? A person has Bechira when on your horizon, on your menu of options, arises a tzad that's not an instinct, it's emes. It's not blind. It has meaning. It has teichin. It's emes lamitoi. It's ruchnius. It's what the Eibishter wants. That doesn't mean you're getting up, by the way. When you've arrived at a place that the ruchnius and the Vodas Hashem and the emes and the Eibishter is a viable option in your menu of options, then you've arrived at Bechira. Now, you could choose. Sometimes you could choose this. Sometimes you could choose that. That's the yisoid of Mailas HaBechira, that a person needs to work. Avolbi writes a Shakim Zach in Ali Shor. He says most people never exercise Bechira in their life. Never. He says a person marries, goes to the right yeshivas, went to the right camp, got the right chavruses, married the right girl from the right seminary, got himself epis a job, came to Yachi Kala because everybody else came, and Chayze Chalila, and then he died. Never exercise Bechira. Never exercise Bechira. He went with the flow. This is what the Eilim's doing. I feel comfortable there. Never exercise Bechira as a viable option, as a choice that was made of instinct versus emes. That's what it means when the Mesil Sashoma says that a person is blind. The blind doesn't mean that I don't know what's going on, I'm confused, or I'm sidetracked. Blind means that my life is run by blind instincts, which are not based on MS. They're based on blind means. What does blind mean? Blind means I don't know where I'm going. I don't have a goal. There's no tachlis. So when a person's factory settings are blind instincts, that's our factory settings, by the way. That's our natural state. And when a person lives his life like that, he doesn't have Bechira. He's not in a state of Bechira Bechal. He doesn't even have Bechlal Ruchnius options on his horizon. That's not our natural state. So the first reason why a person needs to learn Musar. Musar gives Bechira. And since Bechira is what defines the difference between an Adam and a Behema, Behema is also choose. What defines an Adam and a Behema is that an Adam has Bechira and a Behema doesn't. A Behema lives on instincts. And an Adam chooses between instincts and MS. That's the mahus of what an Adam is. Is without Musar, so the options don't appear on a person's screen. It doesn't even appear. Because a person lives with his instincts. But their instincts, by the way, could have a levush of ruchnius many times. They look like ruchnius thing, but it's not. It's a comfortability. It's a comfort zone. In order to bring into my menu of options things which are naturally not on our agenda, not to do them, but to bring them as a choice, process learn Musar. Without Musar, it's not our natural, it's not our factory setting, it's not our natural default option. And that includes, by the way, many topics in Avodas Hashem. Things which naturally are not our factory setting, things which are naturally not in our range of choices. The relationship that a person has with Olam Hazeh. How important is it to you? How trivial is it to you? How do you define your relationship? By the way, this topic of how you define your relationship with Olam Hazeh on the macro level, is probably the most important topic that a person has to grapple with. What's your relationship with Hazar? How much you take? How much? I had a huge argument with somebody last week. Somebody was living over his head. And I told him off. Kedarki. And I'm just joking. Those of you know, I'm a very nice guy. But I told him off. I wasn't afraid. I told him, I don't have moistness, so I'm not going to collect from you, and I'm going to tell you off anyway, even though you think you're what you called. I said, you're living over your head. He said, what's the problem? What ma baya? I said, the problem is that you missed the boat. What you're here for? You don't even know what you're here for, Bachal. The definition of your relationship with Olam Hazeh is the definition of your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's not on your screen, Bachal, because you don't learn Musar, I told him. It's not on your screen. Bachal, not on your screen. The topic's not on your screen. I didn't say about making the right choices. Making the right choices? I don't know if I make the right choices. I don't know if you make the right choices. You don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what to do. But it's not on your screen, Bachal, as an option. It's not in your menu. The whole avoid of Tikkun Hamidus, not as a zach, as an eitzah when something goes wrong, but as a way of life, that's what you're here for. Be'ikr, not as a band-aid, and not as a rebound, not as a reflex, and not as a response, but avoid the Tikkun Hamidus as a way of life, lechatchila, that's what I'm here for. It's not on our screen. V'chahena, v'chahena, v'chahena. And the ikr thing that's not on our screen, the most important thing that's not on our screen, and this is where I would say is where the choshech of the afela comes in, is it's not on our screen the chashivas of our maisim. I want to explain what I'm saying. Mesil Sesharim, when he just talks about zehiros, about learning Musar, he talks about the chashivas of the avoida. I'm going to give a mashal. And the mashal is a good mashal. It's a direct mashal. If chas v'shalom, somebody needs neurosurgery, micro neurosurgery, you come into the operating room, and the surgeon comes in, 8-hour surgery, he comes in wearing a blindfold. He says, I could do it with eyes closed. I'm one of those guys, yeah? I can do it with eyes closed. 10-hour brain surgery. Now, if he moves his hand a millimeter, you're in trouble. You're not getting a bracha at your grandson's wedding. You don't do surgery. Why not? So the guy has to be focused the entire time because he's sitting on your brain, right? It's a choshev azach. The cognizance of the chashivos of our maisim, b'machshova, dibur, and maisa. The cognizance, the recognition, the living with the awareness of the chashivas of what we do, what we say, that we are a sulam mutzav arts of a roisha magia shamaima. That's what we are. Our actions, our dibur, our maisim have enormous nitzchias, eternal roisham and hashpa. It's not on our screen. Without Musar, you can't know that. You can't know that. So you think you're doing an appendix operation when you're doing brain surgery. The amount of knowledge, if we would have the hakara that what we're handling over here is brain surgery, so our focus would be constant. We'd have zeros. We'd learn Musar. We'd be focusing on what we're doing. And here's where I want to say what's practical about Musa 2024. Look, Mesil Sesharim says, you're an iver ba'afela, you're blind, and you're a failer. The blind is the gavra, that a person lives naturally with the factory settings of his blind drives of instincts. He lives without bechira. In order to stop that, you have to stop the race of life and take time out to think. You have no choice. In 2024, nobody has time to think. 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 I have a Raya Muchachas. It's very interesting. People call me. I get calls every day. All the calls I get every day, I get tens of calls a day. The calls start off, I say, I know you're very busy, I'm going to speak quickly. Yeah? I know you're very busy, I'm going to speak quickly. Many of you know me here. I never told anybody I'm busy. I didn't say I'm busy. I'm always relaxed, Baruch Hashem. Anytime I'm busy. So I tell the guy, listen, first of all, I never told you I'm busy. And second of all, I'm an old man. I speak slowly. I can't, my mind doesn't work like it used to anymore. I speak slowly. So then they feel sorry for me, so they speak slower. And then the person's able to understand what they're saying. What happened, by the way, is this is the last 5 to 10 years. I know you're busy. I never told you I'm busy. Church says you're busy, and you barely have time to call and get out of your mouth what you want to say, because you don't have time to think about it or call Shkain to say it. There's no time. Time's over. What's I am so busy with? Not sure yet. I'm doing research on the matter. Survey. Not clarity. But the Olam's very, very busy. Very, very busy. And they don't have time to think. The last guy who came up with this Eitzah, his name was Paroi. Tichpa da Avoida. He says the Olam shouldn't think. They shouldn't have time to reflect. And then they are ours. So what's the Tiefkeit? Okay, so you don't have time to think. The problem is that when you don't have time to think, by default, you go back to your factory settings of the blind instincts. And you don't have Bechira. And you're not a mensch, you're a behemoth. Behemoths live by instincts. They go right, they go left, they go here, they go there. By the way, you can live very well with the instincts very well. Look at the cats outside. They're doing fine. They come, they go. They survived 16 types of garbage disposals in the area here. 14 times they dug up Eis Yisrael. They are here. Rebbeinish, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. The cats are here. They're nitzchias. They're survivors. They get there. They come right. They go left. They come to the shtiblach back and forth. They have what to eat. They change this. They're okay. They're okay. Instincts, you can do fine, by the way. You can live your whole life. There's 5 billion Chinese making chips for Intel and Hanukkah toys for Lakewood kids that they're going to give out in packages that live by instincts. They don't think one moment in their life. Not one moment. They can do very well, by the way. So if the Gavra doesn't have time in 2024, he's Iver. Iver doesn't mean, I don't know what's going on. Iver means that you're giving into the blind drives that run your life, and you're a behemoth because you don't have Bechira. You don't have Mailas HaBechira. Not that you don't make the right choices. We all have Yetzirah, let's make the right choices. But we don't have choices, Bechal. Because I don't have Mailas HaBechira. It never comes on my screen. What's MS? Because in order that the MS should come on my screen as a viable option, you have to learn Musa. You have to take the time out. That's mitzad the government. What's the afela? What's iver b'afela? What's the environment? The environment of the world in 2024 says that a human being is a monkey. What's the message that's come from the complete unraveling of the Western world? My wife is an Israeli. So she definitely doesn't shepherd my American citizenship. She's been very good about it the last 36 years. But 2 weeks ago, she said to me, one Shabbos morning, she said, you know, Yossi, this is the best you were able to come up with the presidential candidates. She took a personal attack on me. And she didn't mean anything, not pro, not con, not plainy, not almoinis, neither. Okay, nothing. She doesn't even know exactly the difference. She's not into politics. Holy lady. So I said to her, you know what the truth is? The truth is, honestly, we're in yeshiva now. I said it's the unraveling of the Western world. The Western world unraveled, and it unraveled to a place that all the mios and the tumma and the sickness and the hashchosa sends us a sub-message that we're behemoths. That's a failure. That's the world we live in. More than anything else, is that a mensch is a behemoth. And a mensch is nothing more than a bunch of crude, primitive, crass drives that at any second he could do whatever he wants and be whoever he wants. A mensch is a behemoth. So my actions have no meanings. My actions have no ramifications. My actions have no lasting effect. That's the failure we live in. So a person doesn't have a chashivas. Person doesn't recognize what he does. That's iver ba'afela. I want to share with you a moira dikachidish, which I saw this year. A moira dikachidish. Mesil Sharm says, "Namash Mesil Sharm, Namash Chidish Noira." not so well known. Sefer Shalom says that the ikker thing that disturbs the heroes is when a person's distracted from the world around him. So what's the Eitzah? He says the Eitzah is b'chacham maleim hashalom. Listen to what he said. Have you memayit basic vasek b'Torah? Learn Torah. Even though a person needs to be involved in the world, but it can't be that it doesn't leave any room for avoda. Al kain nitzaveinu l'kpoy itam l'Torah is a shocking Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim says, you know why you have to be kaveya itam l'Torah? You think because it's a mitzvah Torah. He says no, because otherwise you're going to get sunk into the world. At kedei kach that he says a chiddush. That's what it means. Barasi yetzahar, barasi Torah talvin. I have to share with you my shock from the Mesillas Yesharim. We all understand that barasi yetzahar, barasi Torah talvin. What does it mean? It means Yetzirah is a spiritual force of Ra, and Torah is the spiritual. He says, not like that. Barasi Yetzirah is because he doesn't let you think. And Torah Tavlin is that you'll take time out to learn, you already have time to be a man, you'll think. That's what he says. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin is because the Torah forces you to step out of the world of the blind and the afela, the world of Sheker, the world which has no purpose, the world which has no emes to it, a world without Bechira, a world of a collection of instincts and reflexes, and the Torah, by taking a break from Olam Hazeh, will already bring you to think. That the purpose of the Kaveya Itim LaTorah has to bring with it the ability to detach yourself from the treadmill and to be able to pay attention to not to live, not to be blind. If you're Kaveya Itim LaTorah, but the Kaveya Itim LaTorah kept you on the treadmill, it kept you blind, it kept you out of the Milas of Bechira, it kept you in the world of instincts, then you didn't do the purpose of Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Because the Tavlin of the Torah is that it took you out of the world enough that you'll learn Musa. It's before Shem Seel Sashon. That means the Kaveya Itim LaTorah has to come along with Musa. It has to come along with the cognizance and the awareness of fighting off the iver ba'afela. The iver, which is the government that failed, is the environment. And the whole chiyuv of kviyas itim la'Torah, he says, a shocking zach. Torah mevila de'zira, said Pirkei Ben Yoreh. Why? Because the Torah is going to force you to step out of your daily grind, and then maybe ulai you'll stop being an iver. So with the Torah has to come 5-10 minutes of musr that a person thinks. Then a person is not blind. The person doesn't run on the factory settings. Then a person becomes a baal bechira. A person is not a behema. And also we're able to fight the afela, to understand and appreciate what we do, who we are. The natural setting is not like that. Not mitzad the iver, not mitzad the afela. What's very encouraging is that the Mesillas Yesharim says one more line. That if a person would take just a regular cut, 1 second, and give time to think about these things, right away he'd be on the right track. What's the pshat on that? Have you thought about it? A 1 minute? Regular cut? 1 split second? Manashach, if we're in such bad shape, how could that be? So the answer is, that's a raya muchachas, that's where the battle is. Otherwise, what's up? It's a minute. You need a month of musar. Every day you should learn a month of musar. 1 minute? That's why Musa Seder is empty upstairs in another 10 minutes. And all over the world. The Olam learns Torah. And the Olam davens. And the Olam gives staka. But nobody learns Musa. Because Yetzirah wants us to stay an Iver Bafela. He doesn't want us to have Milas Abachira. That's all. That's why. And on that, he's winning. We won all of the battles. Even Shmir Zanayim took a major up. And I understand. What's this new thing? Musa also, I'm starting to learn Musa a little bit. What's it called? Chaskeni? What's it called? Novei Moi Shmir Senayim. Harzik, right? Harzik is Musa. Musa Seder never came back because that's the final frontier with the Yetzirah. I think if they come to Musa, the Mashiach will come. Can't think otherwise. He doesn't let you learn Musa because Yetzirah knows, says the Mesillas Yesharim, that if you'll sit down for 5 minutes a day, and you'll break out of the blind drives that run your life. You know, there's a Mori Dikazach. The Ramban says in Parashas Baal Yischa that by the mice of Aaron and Miriam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them pisoim all of a sudden. Says the Ramban, the word pisoim means speed, quickly. Suddenly, pisoim. Zok the Ramban that the root of the word pisoim is pesi, a fool. Because a fool never has time to think. Never has time to be ma'ayin. Never has time to think deeper. Pesi, pisoim. When you don't have time to consider, and you don't have time to weigh what your life's about, and you don't have time to weigh what's emes and what's sheker, you're going to become a fool. Why a fool, by the way? Because you live like a horse. Instincts, sugar, carrots, cookies, slap, mother, pillow, was pasuch, what the Elam is going to say, what the Elam didn't say, what my wife said, what my shver said, what my Rebbe thought about me, what the Elam's doing, where the Elam's going, what the Elam bought, what the Elam wore. Nothing. I don't live. I don't have a life. That's a pesi. You're a shaita. You're wandering around like a lost soul. Because pisum, you don't have time to think. You're in the fast lane. You're busy. Zokti Ramban and Parashas Mishpotim, that's the lotion of Yifate. Yifate means to seduce. The Yetzirah seduces us when we don't have time. When you don't have time, you're a pesi. Because you're back to your factory settings. Your factory settings are pesi. That's how the Yetzirah gets us to do things which we don't want to do because we don't think. We don't use our heads. That's why I think Musa is critical in 2024. I want to say something very, 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 very important, which is negeah to our age. We're all somewhere between middle age and seniors. Right? Nachon? No? What do you say? What do you say? It's a good way of being magdir? Middle age to seniors, huh? I'm in the most senior part. Listen carefully. I want to say tifazach, which I want to leave you with. You know, and it's negiah to Musa, and it says, "Sorry, Imenu." Kulam shavu l'tova. I always say that this kulam shavu l'tova is one of the most depressing Rashi's in the Torah. Cool and shavu l'tova. She never had a yerida. She never had a bad day. It was always good. Try to skip the Rashi. Cool and shavu l'tova. 127 years. And what's the secret of her consistency? I want to say a big yisoid here. And tifazach. Please bear with me. I'll finish in time. Bli neder. But anyway, I heard that there's fish for supper. And on Mondays and Thursdays, I was always able to finish here late because it was fish. Remember the trauma? So it's okay. Mondays for sure. Mondays I can finish at 1:20. No, it's fish. I checked before I came in. I can't compete with the schnitzels that I have trauma from. But I can compete with the fish. Listen carefully. I always say a tifazach. What is the secret of Sari Yemenu staying fresh? It's negay all of us. We come back to Yachikala every year to fill our batteries, right? You get on to middle age. We're talking openly here. It's just us, okay? Nobody here. You don't want to burn out, right? A guy learns in yeshiva. He has a bren. He has a frischkeit. He has his chachos. And then you get married. Go to kredel. Go out to the world. And we start to get stale. We start to burn out. I say a tifazach. Listen carefully. I'll cover your tickets, expensive ones, by that. We burn out. We stay. Why do we come to Yachikala, by the way, every year? To get together for the fish? No. Why do we come together? We come together to fill the batteries with a fresh kite, with a brand. Baruch Hashem, it's working. We're all dealing with this challenge. That's why we're all here today. Including myself, by the way. We come. We're looking for chizuk. We're looking to keep the fire going, okay, as we age and we get older. We want to keep the brand. We want to keep the fire. We come back. It's not just to come back for memories. You can walk down memory lane in yeshiva. You know, there's nothing in the yeshiva today that resembles anything of when you learned here. How does a person keep the fire hot of it? It's a challenge that we all have at our age. So I want to say something very sadistic, very important, and it's emes. What was the secret of Sari Imenu that she kept it going? 127 years, kulam shavan l'toivu. What's taka the pshat, by the way? So Chazal unlocked for us the secret. Chazal said that Rabbi Akiva was Dairish. Rabbi Akiva was saying shir. And incredibly enough, the Talmidim fell asleep. Yeah? Some things don't change. Rabbi Akiva was Dairish. V'hatzibur hoya misnam name. They were dozing off. It doesn't say they fell asleep. They were dozing off. That's the minute, Agav. Very rare that a guy has to say alakai neshama after a shir. And those of, you know, somebody in shir tidi by me did the same thing. So he said to them, Moira, Baisai, he wanted to wake them up, says Chazal, Ratzal Oirun. So he told them, why was Esther Hamalka? Why was she the queen of 127 Medinas? Because Sari Meinu lived 127 years. What's the shan that? State that Rabbi Akiva touched at the heart of the issue of Sari Meinu. Why do people doze off? He's sitting by Rabbi Akiva. He's sitting by Rabbi Akiva. What are you dozing off for? He got tired. He got burned out. Even by Rabbi Akiva, they got burned out. Got tired. Burned out. So Chazal, by bringing this story with Rabbi Akiva with Sari Imenu, they were pointing out to us that Sari Imenu, the challenge was she didn't get burned out. She stayed fresh. She didn't doze off in the middle of life. She didn't check out. She didn't get stale. Why? How? Melucha. Esther Amalka. What's the Oymer Kedab Shad? I want to explain it. Rabbeinu Yoina in Perek Gimel Avos explains, why is it that we have his Oyrus and it fades? It all happens to us, right? Remember when you were Yeshiva Bacharim and you made a Kabbalah at the beginning of this man that you're going to write over every sugir from beginning to end? And you bought yourself 7 campus notebooks. You weren't sure it's enough, but you didn't want to, you wanted to leave for other people also. So you bought yourself 7 campus notebooks with 4 pilot pens, the 0.5s and the 0.7s. You weren't exactly sure how you want to write out all the sugis. You started your first notebook, and the first one was the whole thing. The second one was like an orus, the mechsa, the shlisha revia. And then there's a room here where they have a graveyard of all the campus notebooks of all the dairis of the yeshiva. There must be millions of them. Okay, millions of them multiplied by the years. They chopped down whole forests in Washington State for the havaminas of the Olam's Kabbalahs to write the sugya over. Now, the guy who bought the 7 campus notebooks, he was 100% convinced he was going to do it. And he had the hisoiros, and he meant it. And he cheshbened out. Why did it fade? Why do our Kabbalahs and our convictions and things that were crystal clear on Motzi Yom Kippur before the Rogalach have faded? Hey, where are we holding now? We're holding in Cheshvan, right? Erev Birchas Reshchedesh Kislev, Abba Aleinu L'Toiva. What happened? So Rabbeinu Yoina, he discusses it. Rabbeinu Yoina says like this. Haguf Mishakeach. The guf forgets. Why? Explains the Maral. Everything physical in the world ages. Die. Sleep. Forget. Stale. You get it? Everything in the physical world is characterized by being under the shlita of progressing towards ending. That's physical. It's under the shlita of zman. There's an expiration date. There's a shelf life. The neshama never forgets. It says Rabbeinu Yoina that when a person, let's say, doesn't have air and has a hisoiros that he did something wrong, so on his neshama, on his hard disk, you never forget. It stays forever. The guf hamishakech is misariv, says Rabbeinu Yoina, with the teva of the neshama. And there's a struggle. The guf says, let's forget about it. It's fading, dying. The neshama says, it's leilavo, it's engraved on the hard disk. So Rabbeinu Yoina, that's why the hisoiros goes away, it fades. It leaves a roshim, because the neshama is far there. After the guf departs from the neshama, it stays in nitzchias forever. Behisariv teva haguf in teva haneshama, quote, says Rabbeinu Yoina, when the teva of the guf meets up with and clashes with the teva of the neshama, we have this explosion where you forget most of it, the quality, and epis remains, epis erosha remains. Shikha comes from the guf. People burn out from the guf. So the neshama retains the freshness. The neshama retains the frishkeit. The neshama retains geshmak. The neshama retains the hisoirus. The guf forgets it because everything expires. And once said over here, the famous, I think it's a Pachad Yitzchak, or it's a Maral, it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, lekos ha'eno v'leinos lechoi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he didn't age. It's a very funny hesped. You want to know what the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu was? He didn't have glasses, and he didn't have wrinkles. Isn't that funny, Hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's the Hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't age. It's like you say to Levi, Uncle Harvey played golf to the last day. That's a Hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu? That his eyes didn't wink and his he didn't have wrinkles? That's the Hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu, Teres is Pashat. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't age. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ruchnius. He didn't age. Is Moshe Rabbeinu, his goof didn't age. That's the ultimate shvach of Moshe Zichru Torah as Moshe Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah itself. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't age. Zok the Sfarnoi and the Pasuk in Tehillim. This is the ultimate pasuk about burning out. You won't burn out. You won't get stale. You won't dry up. Dr. Sarno, why not? Quote. You won't age. The seichel won't get weaker. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tamidei Chachamim calls man shemaskinim, das nitosef aleihem. They get stronger, more das, because that's the dominant side. The chelik of the neshama, the chelik of the das, the chelik of the seichel never ages. It never loses its frischkeit. It never loses its geschmack. It never loses its esoirus. Aleihu lo yibol. My Rabbi Isai said, Rabbi Akiva to the Tamidim, why are you falling asleep? Why are you dozing off in the middle of life? You lost the geshmak, you lost the esiris, you're aging, you got stale, you're burning out. Why is that? Because you're missing melucha. What's melucha? Melech is mem, lamed, chof, moyach, lev, and kovid. The mind is das, ha-neshama shebe-moichi. The das is the neshama. That's the emes. That's the opposite of the iver that we spoke about. The moyach rules over the lev. That's my ritzainus. And that rules over kovid, my body. That's malchus. You know what he said to him? You know why Sari Imenu kept it going? Because she didn't age. She didn't get stale. She didn't burn out. She didn't doze off. You know why? Because she was Malchus. Melucha, Esther Malchus. Malchus. What's Malchus? Her dominant side was Das. Not the Kovid, not the body, and not the Ritzoinus. Not the blind factory settings of the Lev and the Kovid, but Moyach, Lev, and Kovid. She lived a life of Das. She's Malchus. Malchus. Aleu Leibibel. So I want to end off with the following thing. People who learn Musar don't burn out. Period. People, very simple. I repeat again. Achoy, we're giving a present over here. Everybody comes to Yachikala. People who learn Musar every day don't get stale, don't doze off, don't burn out, don't lose the cheshek, don't lose the frischkeit. Why? Because every day they inject das into their life. Moyach. And das never gets stale. Tamidei Chachomim calls manche maskinin. Das nitoisef aleihem. Faket, more and more. It increases. It doesn't get weaker. The guf gets weaker. The das gets more. A person, that was the secret of kula shavu l'toiva. Kula shavu l'toiva means she didn't burn out. Why didn't she burn out? Melucha, melech. So he said to the Tamidei, why are you dozing off? You're burning out. Why are you losing the cheshek? Why are you getting stale? What happened? Where's your melucha? Where's your moyach lev? Where's your das? And if das, says the Sfarnoi says it in many places, you don't burn out. You don't burn out. It stays lo'ayim avod, v'aleu lo'yibol. By the way, I find it always interesting that David HaMelech opened up the Tehillim with this. I says this is the biggest challenge, the burnout. Aleu lo'yibol. People who learn Musar live with das, they live with a cognizance, they live with awareness. They fight the blind drives of the guf, the iver. The iver gets tired. The iver gets worn out. The iver gets stale. The iver forgets. The iver loses the esiros. People who learn Musar don't burn out. Aleu leibol kulan shavin l'toiva.